what I'm going to use tonight.
I like to throw my weight around, big guy.
Body position.
Well, I mean, you can do that. If you're down pushing and leaning on somebody, that's a whole different scenario. But they're calling so many hand checks that if you're not stealing the ball and you're not hacking at them like, you know, Arlen Bowers or, you know, one of our other great point guards over the years, you know, that were Lee Mayberry, that
Roger
was steadily
Crawford.
Dropping at you. Huh?
Roger Crawford, who I saw over
Roger
the weekend.
Roger Crawford was hacking at you the whole time. I understand that, but they're just taking so much away from the officials that you've got to call that.
Hazelwood, quit crying. Now you're crying for the officials. You guys.
No. I'm saying that they're
can't make everybody happy.
Crying against the officials or crying for the officials.
No,
you know what?
No.
I'm trying to give stuff away.
Yeah,
that's good.
Slowing the game down. Hey, Justin, I need to give you a holler. Give me a holler. I left my number. Please call me this afternoon.
Oh, Hazelwood.
Thank you, sir.
I can't promise you. 501-433-1037. 1-800-477-1037. Those are our numbers. I've got a trivia question for a $100 gift card. And by the way, I'm also going to... Well, they took them away. I was going to give them a great car wash. I went over to Boomerang over the weekend and cleaned up Heisenberg.
Did she get it punched?
He has never looked better. I tweeted a picture out. I was so excited about how good it looks. I don't know what they do in there, but they have like some sort of special deal they do because that is not a normal drive-through car wash. It is amazing.
Wait, what did you do? Did you name your car?
Yeah.
Oh.
Heisenberg.
Is Jewish?
No. He's
Austrian Jew?
It's a black 300. Same thing that was driven in a fantastic TV show that apparently you have not watched. No. You still haven't seen Breaking Bad, have you?
Not yet.
You're an embarrassment to your God and country. You know what? You're going to have to skip this game tonight and go home and watch all of Breaking Bad.
No rush, Pat.
By the way, I got the pigskin hooked on it. He was like, nah, it can't be that good. It's good. Trust me. All right. I got a question about animated movies. All right?
Okay.
Those of you who don't know anything about them, you still have a shot. This story came in today. Frozen, the movie that the biggest, latest hit.
Sure.
Nears the $1 billion mark. It's the third highest grossing animated film ever. So
come
for
on.
Top 10 Tuesday, yes, we're going through the top. Now what they did is, and this is very unique, and I bet you'll see more of this. Matty T, you agree, I bet. They released the film. It's a huge hit.
You better agree.
Turns out the music in it's great. So then they do a sing-along version that they release like a month later, which
what?
Is even, it's like another release, so it's another huge hit. So you basically have two hits in one.
On the list there, you notice I made a little blue note next to several movies. Yes. Those are all re-releases.
Justin, we like to call that a twofer.
In the vein of Frozen.
All right, here we go.
Twofer.
The top 10 most highest grossing animated films ever, according to Matty T's information. Here we go. Number 10 on the list, Monsters University. Came out in June of last year. Didn't see it. The older version was Monsters, Inc. It actually grossed a little bit more.
And they re-released Monsters, Inc. in 3D.
Almost $290 million. Now, wait a minute. This Frozen says a billion, almost a billion, so I don't know where they got that.
That's a big number. A billion?
They must not be counting the sing-along version as part of this deal. Anyway,
this may not be the most updated list.
1 million.
Well, but it's Frozen's on the list, so because it's up to number three. So this is not an actually correct order because Frozen here on this list is number five, but the number one is still the correct answer. Number eight on the list, Up. Did you ever see Up, Pat? It was a very
This weekend on ABC.
Heartwarming movie.
It's a heartfelt movie. I cried three times.
I cried during the beginning of it.
I cried before it started. Shrek the Third, number seven on the list. Shrek, by the way, just finished outside the top 10 at number 11.
It's the old DreamWorks.
Number six on the list, Despicable Me 2, which came out last year.
It was great.
I didn't see it.
It was funny.
Better than the first?
As good as the first.
It did better than Despicable Me Uno, probably because of the 3D factor. They've got Frozen 5 on the list. We know it's number three now, though, of course. Finding Nemo also up towards the top.
That was another re-release.
$380 million plus. Next up, Toy Story 3.
Cried at the end of that one.
I don't remember Toy Story 3. What happened in that?
At the end, he turns over the toys to new kids because he goes off to college.
And then the new toys are mean to him?
Hey, did they have
a
battery?
No. They're at a
don't they go to
a daycare?
Aren't the new toys?
Oh, because they're just violent little kids.
No. The new toys were mean to him.
Oh, yes. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a teddy bear king.
Yeah.
He's a jerk. He's kind of like Ted in the movie Ted, which Ted 2 is coming out too, right, eventually?
That's true.
All right.
Did you notice they never recharged his batteries on that? That really just always puzzled me.
Terribly rude. The Lion King, number two all time. I'm looking for the number one all time animated movie by gross. What is the number one grossing animated movie ever, Dwight?
Polar Express.
That is incorrect.
Wizard of Oz.
That's not animated, cowboy.
It's very animated.
You're animated.
I mean, it was just all over.
Oh my gosh, you see the flying monkeys? Look how animated they were.
Speaking of
their
that,
personalities were animated.
Correct answer is the Wiz. You're looking
Beth
for.
Hunt said you got to get your monkeys registered
I heard.
By last week.
I know. I heard that for 4 hours this morning. William.
Hey, is it Beauty and the Beast?
It is not Beauty and the Beast. Steve.
Oh, I know.
Number one grossing animated film ever.
Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
No, I'll give you this. It's actually a sequel. It's a sequel. You'll never get it. I give you five guesses. You're not coming up with it. Brett. No offense.
What? I don't have an answer.
Okay.
Sorry.
Perfect. Matt.
Great answer.
Toy Story 2.
No, but you're sniffing.
Boy, you are sniffing in the wrong
Welcome
place.
Welcome to the zone, Jason. Oh, wait. I tried to pick up Jason. I couldn't have him. There he is. Jason.
Hey, it's Cars 2.
It's not Cars 2.
Oh, I know.
Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Can I guess?
Hey, Chris, what do you got?
Toy Story 3.
It's not Toy Story 3 either. Toy Story 3 I already mentioned. That was number 3 on the list.
Was one of the voices a guy who's currently in the news now for something not so good?
I don't know about that.
No? Okay.
I haven't seen that much news the last couple days. Jay?
Shrek 2.
Shrek 2 is correct.
I thought it was Ants.
Ants was good.
Ants was great.
Congratulations. Do you have a wife or a significant other, or do you like to wear women's lingerie or swimwear?
A little bit of both.
All right. Well, then Lavender's going to be perfect. Get something for you and her, maybe matching outfits, my man.
There you go.
All right. Well, tell Matty T your information. Congratulations and enjoy it. It is a fantastic place. And, they encourage you to go by and pick you up something nice, or better yet, take her with you and let her pick up something nice.
Got you, buddy.
Enjoy
Thank
it.
You.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, my man.